freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. That's the number for you. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's the Friday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
So we do it until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and whatever's on your mind goes, whether it be a political issue or maybe something of a personal nature, whatever it is, 800-259-9231. You hijack the airwaves and take control. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts. I believe we finally cracked the 15,000 mark there, is cool. Almost up to 500 members as well. So lots of action there. And that's all on the house. Everything at freetalklive.com. Totally free. So be sure you go and check that out and get interactive there on our digital playground, if you will.
I think that's the rule of the really big message boards, is that you reach your 100,000th message at about your 1,000th user.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's generally the way it works.
So it's
around there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yep, that's the pattern I've seen so far on the bigger message.
Well, we're on our way, I suppose.
Yep.
So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. I know that I'm sure you gentlemen have brought some interesting stuff to talk about, of course.
No.
No?
No, I got nothing.
Well, that's okay.
Except for this huge stack of paper.
I see that. We'll start with you tonight, Scott. So, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, you want to know what's on my mind?
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
Thank you.
On my mind.
I'm glad it is, because it wasn't on mine.
Free State Project is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And if you'd like more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
I'm glad it was on your mind. Actually, I was thinking about the Free State Project earlier today. Tomorrow here in the Tampa Bay area is Pride Fest, the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
I'm upset that I'm not going to be able to make it out there to help this year.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because you always have a good time.
I had such a great time the last time I went. It was so much fun.
You did get up on stage and shake it a little bit up there, didn't you?
And luckily I was already dressed appropriately for it, you know, just because that's how I go on Saturday. So,
so it's going to be a lot of fun. I know I'm going to be there.
Wait, what were you wearing?
It was a negligee, I think.
And sequins.
Sparkly thing.
And sequins?
Yeah, sequins. Right. Okay. Not on the negligee, just on me.
Yeah.
This is harder to us than it is to everyone else. Cause
well, they can go to our website and check out the Our Ugly Mug section.
I don't know if he's on there.
And see a picture of me in the ugliest green shirt ever made.
Okay.
The ugliest green shirt ever made.
So how'd you attach the sequins? Like Super 77, just spray glue?
No, I just held them down in the folds.
Oh, man. So what did you have to talk about?
Yeah. Oh, man, we're starting with me. Okay. That's fine. Here we go. A woman set her house on fire in an effort to evict her children after they refused to help buy her drugs. Belinda Smith, age 47, of Pearl River, Louisiana, is alleged to have poured fuel on a pile of laundry to start a blaze when she became angry when her daughters, ages 21 and 19, refused to give her money to buy cocaine.
Man. So she
I can't buy cocaine,
down.
So no more clothing for you.
No, the goal was to burn the house down.
Oh. Her own house?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the goal was to burn the house down. She figured a pile of laundry covered in gasoline would be a good way to accomplish it.
Well, apparently she was right.
A police spokesman says that her argument was, well, it's my house, and I have a right to burn it down if I want, which she does. And her now, I would have said,
I don't know that
the children are 19 and 21.
It depends on where she lives. If she lives in a big neighborhood like down here, you don't have a right to burn your house down because I'm sorry, you could burn down your neighbor's houses as well. Their houses down here are just too close together.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Maybe if you where does this take
Pearl
place?
River, Louisiana.
You know, she might be off back in some bayou and might not be.
Some dirty swampland.
Yeah. You may have the right to burn it down, but you're just taking an extreme risk by having a spark fly over into your neighbor's yard and catch the other yard on fire.
I don't know. In Louisiana, I mean, I don't think you're going to start any brush fires there, so, I mean, should be pretty good to go.
I thought her children were younger. I hadn't read everything in detail here. So I thought her children were like 13 and 15 or something like that. And
she wanted them to go buy crack.
And she wanted to buy cocaine with their allowance, you know. Right. Break open your piggy bank and give me cocaine money. And they had said no, and she burned down the house. Then I would argue that she didn't have the right to burn down the house. Because at that point, she's responsible for taking care of those children, and so, you know, that's a problem. But they're 19 and 21, so it's their fault for still living with a crazy coke addict mother.
Yeah, that's true. although kids these days are not maturing at an earlier age, I think. I think a lot of kids stay young, and they stay teenagers until they're 21 years old, which is why a lot of kids stay at home.
Do you think at 21, Gail, the 21-year-old, do you think this is the first time she ever had any idea that her mother used cocaine? Do you think this was brand new information to Gail and Tracy that their mom was like, hey, can you guys each give me $50?
Well,
why, Mom?
There may be a good chance that they all use cocaine.
Well, yeah. Mom, why do you need $50? Oh, I need to go buy some cocaine. You think the girl's like, what? No, they knew this was going on.
Right.
It's their own damn fault for staying with this woman. She's 21. The oldest daughter is 21 years old. If you're 21 years old, and your mother's a cokehead, and you're continuing to stay with her,
you're probably also a cokehead.
You deserve to lose your house.
Yeah. Well, you know that nothing good is going to come from this situation. I mean, period. Cocaine just ruins people's lives. And I'm not saying that it should be illegal. I think that it should be fully legal or fully decriminalized, and we can get into that. It's a whole separate topic, but man, I've never seen coke do anything good for anybody.
Do you think coke should be illegal? Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231.
You know, we always call, whenever the war on drugs comes up, I always ask for people who are pro-war on drugs. And we never get them. They never call in at 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And we still haven't gotten them. However,
what about just coke? If you just want coke to be illegal, just cocaine. Just,
that's right. All the other hard drugs, perfectly legal.
Crack,
whatever. Well, crack the derivative of cocaine, but heroin,
well,
legal.
There's a lot of
cocaine,
people,
no.
There's a lot of people who are like, weed's okay, but none of that other stuff. You know, there are a lot of people who want specific drugs to be illegal.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to, is I want to talk to somebody who has that kind of scale of drugs that are okay and drugs
most
that
of the
aren't.
Drug warriors do. I mean, from all the drug warriors I've heard speak, they all have some sort of a scale.
Yeah, really? I definitely see where you're coming from on that. We actually have heard from somebody now, finally, who does have a sort of an anti-drug opinion via email. So it's a little bit of a lengthy email, and he addresses a number of issues in it, but he disagrees with Free Talk Live on a lot of these issues. So
what a spread.
It's going to be a good email. It's from Paul, and he emailed us at FTL. Not the same Paul.
Oh, okay.
he emailed us at FTL@freetalklive.com. He says, people commonly say you can't legislate morality. In fact, this is the only thing that one can legislate. We get into problems when we... See, it already starts off real good. We get into problems when we legislate issues where no morality, i.e. right and wrong issue, is involved. Do you understand that? Because I don't.
Wait, reread this.
We get into problems because we get into problems when we legislate issues where no morality, like right and wrong issue, is involved. Much of the paperwork we're required to do in order to pay our taxes is something that just isn't right. Yes, we should support our community efforts, our joint efforts to establish and maintain law and order, but why is it right to require me to document all this stuff? Why is it right to give that person or that company that tax break, but not the other person in the other company? Well, I can't say that it is.
Right. I think he's trying to say that there's no morality involved in that particular issue.
Maybe so.
Right. In other words, that's an example of legislation where there's no issue of morality at stake.
It's just taxing one person versus another for whatever reason.
Right.
That's what he's saying. I got it. He says, where right and wrong are not clearly defined, then we should lay off the legislation. Is it wrong to sleep on a park bench? Is it right to provide a particular company a big tax break because they support some particular lawmaker? And then he goes in a little bit here to explain why he thinks that drugs should be illegal.
But he should probably be the one to define what's right and wrong, right?
Of course. You should put Paul in charge. He knows all the answers. We'll find out what they are coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always, and we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
You can, of course, email the show as well at ftl@freetalklive.com. You can also get interactive with us and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. And now the archives go way, way farther back. Thanks to downloadradio.org, who is archiving our show all the way back to, I believe, March 1st. So you literally get months worth of Free Talk Live archives for $0.
And 0 cents.
And it costs you nothing, unlike all those other talk shows out there that want to charge you $5 or $6 a month for their archives. So go and grab them up, freetalklive.com. And don't forget to vote for the show as you scroll down through the archives at great sites like podcastpickle.com.
You always give me a look now. Now I can't help but laugh when you say it. Because you're always like, come on, laugh, fat boy.
Yeah, you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We're reading an email from Paul, and it's the first email we've gotten from Paul, and he's got a lot to say. He doesn't agree with a lot of the things we talk about here on Free Talk Live. He thinks that you should or can legislate morality, and now he's going to explain how that applies to the war on drugs. He says, there are big issues, he says, respect for the rule of law is right. You have to respect the law and the legal theory behind the law. You have to work to change the law, but you have to respect it until it is changed. I gotta say, I disagree 100%.
You're wrong.
Just because you say that we have to do something, Paul, doesn't make it the case. As a matter of fact, I could cite quotes from people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., basically with the, you know, to paraphrase what these gentlemen have said.
Cite quotes from people like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, you know, the terrorists who started our country,
right,
at the behest of, you know, if they failed, they'd get their entrails cut out from their bodies and
drawn and quartered.
They'd be drawn and quartered and have, no, sorry, yeah, that's right. They would be drawn and quartered first and then have their entrails cut out and burned.
They didn't work within the system to change things, did they?
No.
Those guys?
No, not at all.
No. And as a matter of fact, I think that, I don't know if it was Martin Luther King or Gandhi, but one or the other, they said something to the effect of, it is your duty, you know, it's your duty as a citizen to disobey unjust laws. I mean, especially in a country where you're supposed to be free. You know, if there's a bad law, you should disobey it, just to point out the fact that it's a bad law.
But it's new times, man. We're living in a new time. We're supposed to work from within the system now. That's the way to do it.
Things have changed, man. This is a kinder, gentler time. We don't need to rebel. All we need to do is, we have a system in place.
Play along.
Just play along. Follow.
Well, that's what they tried to tell.
Take your Ritalin.
That's what they tried to tell the outlaw manicurist up in New Hampshire. Mike, the guy who's 23 years old, he went out in front of the Board of Cosmetology, set up a chair and started doing manicures without a license.
That man already has a career in radio waiting for him. With a name like Mike the Outlaw Manicurist, he's an intern. He's already an intern at a radio station.
I don't know about that. I
think it's not the Outlaw Manicurist in quotes, it's Mike... And then in quotes, the outlaw, and then manicure.
Right. Like a wrestler almost.
Mike, the outlaw
manicurist.
So he was giving unlicensed manicures up in the state of New Hampshire, and the cops came up to him, and before he'd even started, days before, he had announced it via press release, and the cops were already trying to get him to not do it, and he kept insisting that he was going to do it. And even while he was there doing the actual manicure, they gave him the option to stop and go away, and he wouldn't get arrested. But he kept doing it anyway. He kept breaking the law because he wanted to draw attention to the fact that these laws are unjust. Now, he could very well have gone and done what Paul is suggesting, and that is... work to change the law, but respect it until it is changed. He could have gone down to the state house and tried to testify in front of the Senate or the House of Representatives and try to tell them how bad these laws are and try to explain to these bureaucrats how they should change the law and spend probably the next 5 to 10 years of his life doing something like that and never get a single moment of press coverage as a result of that. Who the hell wants to cover somebody speaking in front of the Senate? As a result of what he did, as a result of his blatant breaking of the law, he got television coverage, he got radio coverage, he got print coverage on front pages of newspapers. And he even got an editorial cartoon drawn about him. The response was fantastic.
That's great.
But
I would like to see that editorial cartoon.
It was pretty good.
I actually have a question in regard.
It was positive. All of it was positive coverage too.
I know they did. There was threats about or them trying to figure out how they could arrest Kat for her involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
the woman
came
who was
to that.
Receiving the manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened?
Nothing has happened as of yet. If it does, we'll certainly bring that information to you as well. But I mean, what the result was, they ended up putting him in jail overnight. He got arraigned. He was sentenced to 32 days, and then 30 of the days were suspended sentence, which means that if he was caught doing anything else wrong, you know, speeding ticket, anything, within a year, he'd have to spend that 30 days in jail. Otherwise, he only had to spend two. Of that 2 days, they let him out after one because the jail was so full of marijuana smokers or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, I was going to say real criminals for a second, but no.
Oh, no. No, we discovered last night he actually posted on the NHFree.com bulletin board the list of the people in the cell with him. He had a chance, obviously, to talk to everybody there.
Of course.
And so he outlined person by person their name and what it was that they did, allegedly, to get thrown in the clink. And not a single person that was there had committed a violent crime, with the exception of a guy that had stolen, like, $4 worth of stuff from a store. But otherwise, everyone else in the cell did not need to be there at all. And it was really sad. But so, Paul, I'm sorry, I got to disagree with you. Our freedom is not protected by our respect for the rule of law, because we have so many bad laws in this country that they're eviscerating our freedom. We have to break these laws in order to get our freedom back. And so there's just a fundamental difference in principle there, I think. You just go ahead and sit back and you be your armchair quarterback and lobby your politicians, send them letters. I've sent politicians letters before and made phone calls. And
I do it all the time. I do it all the time through Downsize DC's automated system.
So do I. I do it just because it's easy through Downsize DC's system.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do it any other way, because any other way, it's too much effort for too little return.
Yeah, because
politicians don't care.
They don't listen. I know every time I go through Downsize DC, it's like, your letter is being sent to Catherine Harris and Mel Martinez. And it's like, I know it's falling on deaf ears.
Yeah.
I mean,
so he says. As far as our freedom can be improved, it can be extended, but only while we respect the rule of law. As for drugs, there are big issues with the idea that all drugs should be made legal. Thank goodness, I've been looking for someone who has some issues with this idea. First off, many medical drugs are very, very dangerous, and a lack of control, especially with antibiotics, leads to huge public health issues such as drug-resistant tuberculosis. Are we going to make all drugs legal? Are we going to give up our system of educated doctors in preference for internet research and guesswork and do-it-yourself treatments? Are we going to make all drugs legal? I'd like that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up. 1-800-259-9231. And yes, I do mean all drugs. We will explain. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindAShop.com. to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine. And door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian Hilden.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
The Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls. We're dissecting an email here. We'll get right back to it here shortly. But also, be sure you go and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We've got a brand new Shriner. She's right there on the front page, so be sure you check that out. Again, at freetalklive.com. So finally, somebody has emailed us who is not against the drug war. Because we talk about the drug war all the time on this show, because it's one of the most egregious violations of your freedoms that there is. The drug war has given the government the excuse to eviscerate the Fourth Amendment. They can pretty much search your car for virtually any reason nowadays, although they still technically need to ask you permission if they don't have probable cause.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I don't think the drug war did that at all.
What?
I think the war on terrorism did a much more efficient job than the war on drugs ever did.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's because you're just paying more attention within the past 4 or 5 years.
It's the Patriot Act. Come on.
I understand.
As far as eviscerating Fourth Amendment rights, I mean, the Patriot Act is it.
Well, the drug war came about from terrorism,
not...
The drug war has always had asset forfeiture. That's been going on for a long time, and... It has contributed to the cops being so corrupt. I mean, the drug wars had far, far-reaching effects against our
friends. Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I just think...
But yes, the war on terror has definitely stepped up the game.
Yeah, definitely, especially with things like just privacy issues. For example, today, for just one of the things that I had to do at work today, is I had to call up a computer manufacturer and order 2 new workstations for our office. And they took my order, they got everything in place, and then they said, okay, now... due to regulations in the Patriot Act, I have to ask you the following 4 questions about the usage of the computers that you're ordering.
Oh, my God. What were the questions?
They needed to know where the computers were going to. Were they going to stay at our office, or were they going to be shipped to a location outside of the United States?
Okay.
They needed to know what department in our company was going to be using the computers, what they were going to be using the computers for, and what type of work we did.
So, what?
Yep.
That is bizarre. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to catch somebody off guard, catch one of those terrorists off guard with those questions?
Just got to get more people used to...
just asking questions.
Just got to ask more questions just to get people used to keep that conditioning going.
That's disgusting.
Bow down to the government. Bow down!
Yeah. Well, anyway, Paul says that he doesn't think that drugs should be legal. He wonders if Free Talk Live, if I want to make or we want to make all drugs legal... I say yes, and when I say all drugs, that means prescription drugs and illegal substances at the same time. And we'll get into this a little bit more. He says, we're going to give up our system of educated doctors in preference for internet research and guesswork for do-it-yourself treatments? No, there's no reason for that. But in a free market, if we didn't have a regulated healthcare system, this extremely government-constricted healthcare system that we have today... It wouldn't quite be the same, because the way it works today, and I'm certainly no expert at this, but the way it works is doctors, and you might be able to speak this a little bit more because you've been close to people who've been in the healthcare industry, Scott. Doctors can do a lot, obviously, in a hospital, but the rest of the staff can only do so much up to a certain point, which at that point they need to become doctors for.
Right.
So, like, a doctor can only take care of certain types of wounds, whereas if a nurse has the ability to take care of those wounds, they may not be able to because of silly regulations.
Yep.
And so it's things like this that bring up the cost of healthcare, whereas you could actually have, maybe in a free market, the wound guy who only knows how to stitch up wounds or take care of people that are bleeding profusely, yet where he doesn't need to be a doctor for this, where maybe he only had to go to 1 or 2 years
wound
of school.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, you just have people with nicknames around the hospital, like, hey, Stitch.
Yeah, exactly like that. I'm just saying that we could have people who are a little more, I guess, precisely targeted at what it is that that they need to be doing.
I just like to see us get back to the point of where doctors can make house calls again.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing. He goes on to say, are we just going to legalize the recreational drugs? Then this then puts you in the position of slicing and dicing the difference between medical and recreational drugs. What are steroids? What about speed? Both have medical and recreational applications. Well, that's why we don't have to slice and dice, because we're for legalizing all of it. Or I think decriminalizing is the better term, because when people use the word legalize, it sort of comes along with the connotation of tax.
Right.
And that's the way a lot of these, we were out at that marijuana marijuana outreach protest.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, it'd be great, you could tax it.
No, please,
no.
Don't. We don't want that. We just
no,
want
the government
free.
Doesn't need any more money. Look what they've done with the money they have.
Right.
They're fighting a drug war.
So he says, some recreational drugs are just too dangerous, in that they mimic other less dangerous drugs, or
you know,
are poorly controlled.
Poisons aren't illegal. They're not, like, regulating poison. I mean, if you wanted to really just, you know, kill yourself with poison, you could.
Yeah, I could go huff some Raid right now during the next break if I wanted to. I got some underneath the bathroom sink.
If you did it controlled enough, you'd probably get a pretty good high, and that's legal.
I could go get some cyanide right now if I wanted it.
Could you really?
Yep.
Where?
Any jewelry store.
Oh, what do they use it for? Cleaning diamonds?
Yep.
Something? I didn't know that.
Couldn't you get Thujone and take Thujone legally?
Yeah, but that's just way too much work to extract it from wormwood.
You wouldn't have to necessarily extract it. What about absinthe?
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah, but then you have to order it from overseas. This is kind of a hassle.
But you can get it and take it
yes,
legally,
you certainly can.
Can't you? And that is a hallucinogenic.
You can definitely hurt yourself.
Yep. You can't legally get it from someone in this country.
That's no, not true. In this country, but you can legally get it and take it in this country.
You are correct. We actually had Crackhead Bill taking it on the air one night.
Drinking absinthe. That's right. I've had absinthe before. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but you didn't have it like Crackhead Bill had it.
No, I didn't have it like Crackhead Bill had it, because he just had a bottle of absinthe
right.
And was drinking it straight.
Actually, just so the FCC knows, he was only doing it during the breaks, not actually on the air, because that's illegal.
Is that the case? I thought we had discussed that in the past. There was one time I asked that on the air at one point, long
ago.
It is
illegal to drink on the air.
Oh, that's not what I've heard. I've heard it's only illegal for the board operator to be drinking
no,
on the air.
No, I believe it is illegal to actually drink alcohol on the air. Or to
that's
be a,
an
to,
interesting one. That's
to talk it. About drinking alcohol.
Huh.
To
well, we're talking about
claim that you're drinking alcohol on there.
While claiming.
Yeah, to
no,
make it appear as though you
as
are
a matter of fact, you know what?
Alcohol.
I know that's not true, because I heard a jock on the local rock station talking about drinking on the air really recently.
Was he talking about drinking?
He was like,
I am drunk.
He said he was drunk.
You can be drunk on the air.
He said
but you cannot drink on the air.
Oh.
The reason I say this, now I understand that you've had experience listening to the radio, but
yeah.
I actually, when I was doing
the
jockey thing, we actually had the National Association of Broadcasters
handbook. Yeah.
And I swear to you, it said in there that you can't drink on the air.
Well, if the NAB handbook says
right.
it, then yeah.
All right, so going on here, he says, is the regulation of drugs the same as legalizing them? Yeah, it is. Is if the result is the product a product placed finally out of reach of its market? Well, why would we want to place things out of the reach of its market? That's not the point of legalization. The point is to allow people to access these things because they want to. People want to take drugs, and you're never going to stop them. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass. It doesn't matter how many Border Patrol agents you put down at the, you know, at the Mexican border, or how many people are inspecting packages coming into this country. I've got a story that we probably won't get to tonight about U.S. soldiers smuggling cocaine.
Yes.
Everybody who is in official positions that has easy access to come through a border, people are more likely like that to do these things. It's amazing.
All you're going to do is maybe influence what they take.
And if you do that, they might just end up taking something worse.
That's absolutely the case. More coming up, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. Anything goes. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, we'll send you out an update, and you'll be one of the first people to know about it, whether it's a brand new affiliate or, like this week, we updated you about a new Shriner in the Fox 13 video that they aired on Monday night on Tampa Bay's Fox affiliate, which was cool.
PodAlley.com.
Hey, the dude made one mistake in the entire...
I just find it funny that the professional newscaster made a mistake like that when all over in the broadcast, if you look itself, it says podcast and podcast alley even everywhere in the graphics for the broadcast.
Well, like, no, here's the thing that I like. That guy right there said the number one in the world according to... No, what is... According
the
to
number the one podcast in the world according to PodAlley.com.
It was the other way around. He says, according to the website PodAlley.com,
right.
Free Talk Live is the number one podcast in the world this month.
It was it's just a slip-up. That guy's great. Ray Collins from Fox 13, I mean, he's awesome. He came here, and then he did a two-and-a-half-minute piece on Free Talk
Live. Yeah, absolutely.
The guy's cool. I'm just...
one mistake in the entire... You guys are mean.
We are.
Horrible people.
We're terrible to you, and Manwich is fired. I mean, it's just... I understand him needing to leave town because his dad was sick,
mm-hmm.
but that honeymoon card expired in February.
Out of control.
He got married in January. Yeah. Nothing expired.
We gotta stop referring to him as Manwich, and the second person is Sloppy Joe.
Oh, God.
We've been referring to him as Sloppy
Joe. Actually, only you've been
as
referring to him as
Well, you were referring to him as Sloppy Joe.
I stopped as of last
Jason
night.
Never referred to him. Jason didn't refer to him. I don't know if he kept up with that last night.
Yeah, it's like his second honeymoon in 6 months.
Did he go on a honeymoon?
He did.
Right
he went
after
on a shorter one.
I see.
Not right afterwards, but it was maybe a week later or something.
Okay, so after...
He's not very creative. He's not very good at coming up with excuses to make up for.
So within the acceptable honeymoon time frame, he did go on a honeymoon.
Yes.
And so now, 4 months later, he's going on another one. For two weeks.
Hey, you know how it is to have a wife, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm sure that's a big factor in why he's on another honeymoon.
You're not spending enough time with me. You're doing that radio show. Well, start liking what I like and quit being awful.
Exactly. All right, so we're reading an email from Paul. Paul is someone who thinks that he knows best how you should run your life. Paul has no problem with the war on drugs. In fact, he thinks it's a good idea to keep things prohibited. And now he's going to explain that he thinks that, well, smoking should be banned as well. He says, what about behaviors that impact others? Smoking falls into this category, and personally, I have no problems with smoking bans.
Smoking only falls into that category because you're a moron.
Sure, there are other things one might regulate as well, which we don't, which I don't want us to. But I don't like to have to smell smoke, look through smoke, worry about fires from smoke, and worry about fires from smoke. Worry about fires from smoke.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Maybe the burning cigarette could start a fire, but the actual smoke, probably not. Yeah. Going to ever start a fire. You know, carbon monoxide or whatever it is.
I think you just blow smoke on him, he'd be like, I'm on fire!
I've never known anybody to start sweating in a restaurant because someone lights up a cigarette expecting that somehow a fire is going to break out. There's a gas main that's going to start leaking underneath their table.
Boom!
Oh, you've raised the ambient temperature of the room 1/1,000,000th of a degree. That was the threshold.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
Now the propane pipe to the grill in the back is going to burst and we're all going to die.
The straw that broke the Marlboro man's back.
Now, the only time I've ever asked someone to stop smoking was when I was at a gas station. And I thought it was totally appropriate. I was sitting there pumping my gas,
yeah.
And a dude gets out of his car, like, starts pumping his gas. Starts pumping his gas, pulls a cigarette up to his mouth, grabs his lighter and brings it up to his mouth, and starts to flick his lighter at his cigarette. I said, hey, dude, you're in a gas station. Can you just hold out for a little bit? And he said, oh, yeah, sorry about that. And then he put it away.
Yeah, even at a gas station, it's really not as big of a deal as most people think. Like, as far as the fires go,
dude, but it's
I've actually
still
seen
a
gas
deal
station
than anywhere
fire,
else.
Like, on video or whatever. Yeah, it is a bigger deal than anywhere else, but...
I mean, if somehow you happen to pull the gas nozzle out of your tank while it's still on and then trip and land on your face in the puddle, then maybe there's a problem. But while you're pumping gas, everything's pretty much contained. And the fumes that get out are negligible, and they've already mixed enough with the air by the time they get up to you that there's not enough to ignite.
Right.
Smoking a cigarette standing at a gas pump is not a problem.
And even if there were to be... the fumes were to ignite and ignite the car, the fire would actually be localized pretty much to the point of where the air was rushing into the gas tank.
It so still didn't seem to be a very fire. Safe yeah, thing I mean, to be doing at a gas pump.
Oh, no,
that's
it's
the
not.
Only reason why I said
but
anything.
It's really only more unsafe for him than it is for you.
Thanks.
I mean, really, if he starts smoking a cigarette and his car caught on fire, I mean, you could get out of there in plenty of time, whereas he'd probably catch on fire and burn to death.
Right.
Not you.
And you'd probably get free gas out of the deal because no one would blame you for driving off while that guy's car was
true.
On fire.
Good point.
You wouldn't lose your license.
Yes, a bonus. All right, so he wants to ban smoking. He says, I grew up in Louisiana, and I have no problems with people chewing and spitting into a Coke bottle.
Oh.
I don't have to drink that spit.
One thing I want to address real quick is, you know, he's saying that smoking is going to cite the whole smoking and health problem, and that's all based on a study that was proven to be a total government lie.
Actually, he doesn't cite that at all. He doesn't like to smell it.
A lot of people, but a lot of people who are under this false assumption that
yeah.
secondhand smoking is harmful are
They've been told that 50,000 statistic, the idea that 50,000 people die per year.
Right.
And that's total
whose study
BS.
Was that? Is? That was
the EPA.
EPA, and it was a total lie.
Total fabrication.
Yep.
Total spin.
Well, he was from Louisiana, so it's Cokehead McPyro we talked about earlier tonight.
There are Cokeheads everywhere. You got to be fair. We're coming back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231. Smoking bans coming up.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one, but there's a whole other hour on the way. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Friday night edition. So we're reading an email from Paul, and Paul is one of those people that just likes to tell people how to live their lives. He thinks that the war on drugs is just a hunky-dory thing, and he thinks smoking bans are a pretty cool idea, too. In fact, he used to live and grew up in Louisiana, and he has no problems with people chewing and spitting into a Coke bottle. He says, I don't have to drink that spit, and the users give off a fresh minty scent, which he spells S-E-N-T. And they don't have to set their chew on fire. Lots of the big chewers... Can you believe this? Lots of the big chewers learn to swallow the stuff, thus raising their personal risk of throat and stomach cancer, and they get to lose the Coke bottle. Currently, there's no law that I'm aware of against smokeless tobacco use in public. So smokers have an alternative to lighting up, and you should all take it by force of law. That's what he's suggesting. And if they don't smoke where I shop, eat, and entertain myself, then I am given the choice of a smoke-free environment. And they can still have their fix if they really gotta have it.
You're already, even without a smoking ban, you're given the choice of a smoke-free environment. There are non-smoking establishments.
Yes, there are. Because
prior to smoking bans, there were non-smoking establishments.
Now, the reason there were is because families were demanding it.
Yeah.
The problem here and the issue is just because, and I want to just break this down for you real simply for you, Paul. You're an idiot. You are a dumb, stupid person. No, you know why it's fair? Because Paul doesn't seem to understand the fact that you have no right, nor do you deserve, to walk into anyone else's business other than your own.
Well, isn't it possible he's just ignorant of that?
That's what I was calling him. Ignorant, stupid,
an ignoramus, a dullard.
I mean, anyone can figure it out at this point. It's like, you don't own that business. You have no right to say what goes on in there. None. Stop it.
Well, I agree completely with what you're saying.
Figure it out already.
Yes. The concept is, if it is your business, shouldn't you be able to decide who smokes and who doesn't?
Yeah, it's not your freedom. Oh, suddenly I'm free to go into these establishments now, and I get a choice to have a smoke-free environment. It's my choice. I get this choice. That's his freedom.
His rule is, you can smoke wherever I'm not.
I hate it. Absolutely pisses me off when someone says something that says, this is freedom. This is the greater freedom option. No, it's not. You're lying. Stop lying.
I don't know if he's lying more
but
than
they
he
are.
Just misunderstands.
It's a left-wing liberal lie.
This guy would say he's a liberal. I don't get
He doesn't understand that he's a liberal, right. But he is.
Okay.
Right, and also, he may be wrong, but I don't think he's lying. I think he's wrong.
It's a lie. And I think that the people who originally concoct these things, because what it is it's a left-wing talking point.
It may be a lie that he's repeating without knowing it's a lie.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a lie that's targeted at personal feelings. It's a lie that's targeted at emotions, which is the way that when they were doing the campaign to abolish smoking here in the state of Florida, which they successfully did, they toyed with people's emotions. They had, I guess, the commercial with the little girl saying, I don't like it when they have to breathe in smoke.
Right.
I have asthma.
Exactly. What I'm saying is that the people who create these things are liars. They know that they're liars.
Somebody must
be
lying.
The original people, the people who are the start for these things, know and have full well they have knowledge that they are lying. And they're trying to create these lies so that other people will spread them.
So they can have their perfect smoke-free world. 1-800-259-9231. Are you a smoker? You got something to say to Paul? You want to chime in here? 800-259-9231. We got hour number two on the way. All kinds of good stuff coming up the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.